episode 1969, The Power of You.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. It's a brand new week, so why not rise and shine? Look at yourself in the mirror. Come on. Stand with both hands on your hips. It's all about the power of you. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode of Mindset Monday is brought to you by the AIM Academy. You know, life seems easier when we can place blame on someone or something else. Don't fail yourself. The power of you lies within. Now, I'm not going to get all Star Wars here. We're not going to act like Yoda's talking. No, because you see, let's get really real. One-on-one here. A lot of us place blame on others for the lack of achievement and success on our own part. We accept their charges for what life should or should not look like. We take their excuses and adopt them as our own. So here, I'm calling it like it is. How much of what you want in life is someone else's fault or responsibility? That should be an easy answer. It's no one else's fault or responsibility. It all lies on us as an individual. And at some point in life, you got to realize that you've got to take responsibility for where you are, what you're doing, and how you're living. That's called maturity. And it's maturity in a positive sense. It's not cocky. It's not saying, oh, well, look what I've done. No, it's looking at your situation and growing from it. But unfortunately, this road is less traveled. And when it is traveled, the journey can get rough and tough. Retreating is much easier. We want to run the other way. But you know what? You have been created for more and with a purpose. When you are willing to accept the gifts and talents God has given you, then you make a way to adopt the power of you within and strive to be your best selfie. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Strive to be your best selfie. No one can live your life but you. No one has the power to change but you. No one can make your dreams come true but you. Did you notice that everything is you? It all comes down to you. So why not strive to be your best selfie? I mean, come on. There's no way. If you were given the opportunity to have $1 million placed in your hands, no strings attached, with the exception that you had to be you, the best you could ever be. Would you be able to accept the $1 million right now, at this moment? Ugh, come on, be honest. A lot of us wouldn't. You know, what was your attitude this morning when you woke up? Did you roll over and you're like, snooze, it's Monday. Snooze, it's Tuesday. Snooze, I just don't want to get up. On the fourth snooze, you're like, okay, I have no choice. I'm already 35 minutes behind, but I'm awake. And then you still want to do other things, but then you're like, yeah, that can wait. What is it in your life that's holding you back? You. I know, I've been there. I've done it umpteen millions of times. And it's not fair. It's not fair, especially to me, but it's not fair to my family. It's not fair to my friends. It's not fair to God. It's not fair to the world that I have been called to reach out and impact. You have been called to do the same thing. You need to be you. And in order to do that, you need to strive to be your best selfie. No one can fulfill the role in this life and create impact but you. Because there's this portion in life. You're a piece of the puzzle that only you can fill. Now that should actually carry a lot of weight. But the problem is we want the easy way out. We really do. And so we strive not to do what we were called to do. We're like, nah, it can wait another day. I'll just hit snooze again. How's that working for you? Are you living your dream? Now, if you are and you're already there, awesome. Then I would say, guess what? You can do even better. You say it's about progress, not perfection. We're never going to reach the pinnacle of where we're supposed to reach. You do realize that, right? We can always become better. I know every single day I wake up, I can become better. I can become a better mom, a better wife, a better sister, eventually a better grandma, right? I can become better every single day. And we have to understand that the power lies within us. Us as an individual. So what does it look like to strive to be your best selfie? And how can you really do it in a manner that isn't adopting the ego? Isn't too extra prideful? It's one thing to be proud. You've worked hard. You deserve achievements. That's great. But you don't live to achieve. You live to impact. So what does it look like? Number one, live and learn. Go for your dreams. Settling is not an option. Marie Forleo says this, everything is figureoutable. I'm like, seriously? That's a word? It's really not a word. But she has said it from basically day one. It's a phrase that she uses all the time. Everything is figureoutable. Live and learn. You're not always going to have all the answers, but you can live and learn along the way. You can figure it out. You can go back to school. Imagine that. Now, there might be some things you may not want to go for. For example, one of my dreams, being an Olympic ice skater. Yeah, that's not going to happen at my age. No way. Now, could I try for it? Oh, yeah, I could. But in reality, that dream has passed. And that's okay. I'm okay with that. But that doesn't mean that all these other dreams that I have can't be lived out too, right? There is a time and a place for everything. But you see, what I learned along the way of going for that Olympic ice skating dream, oh my goodness, the people I met, the skills I acquired, not just the ones on the ice, but the ones where I would have to get up early. I would have to come and practice when I didn't really want to. I had to practice in between everybody else wanting to be there and free skate. And I was very limited because I was living in Hawaii. Yeah, imagine that, ice skating in Hawaii. Yeah, believe it or not, they do have a rink. But it was limited time, so I had to make the most of it. So did I live and learn? I did. Did I achieve that dream? No. But does that mean that my journey ends now? No. I keep going. I keep going for other dreams that are still out there. And remember, as Marie Forleo says, everything is figureoutable. You got this. Number two, lift up others as you walk your journey. When you elevate others, you are a source of inspiration and motivation, which then in turn does the same for you. It keeps you moving forward and on track. You know the saying, what goes around comes around? Well, if you're lifting others up, don't you think others will lift you up too? Of course. Now, that's not the reason why you do it. But if you're thinking, yeah, what goes around comes around, well, I want to be giving to others. I want to help others. I want to elevate them. They're going to in turn do the same thing. You don't want to burn your bridges along the way. And also, you want to be smart about what you're doing. This is your life's journey. And it's going to take time to get to where you want to go. And all the rewards, it's in the journey, not the destination. You see, my journey going for my Olympic dream as an ice skater was incredible. I met so many neat people along the way. I acquired skills. I was able to learn and grow as an individual. I was stretched, literally and figuratively. I had to make my body do things that I didn't think it could do? Is it a journey that I wish I'd never taken? No. Because I was blessed by it all the way along the way, even though I did not reach the ultimate goal, and that was being on the Olympic team. But that didn't mean that I couldn't lift others up as I walked my journey. There's something important about having relationships and walking with people on your journey. It makes it that much more rewarding. Live and learn. Lift up others. And finally, number three, lead your day with gratitude. You're going to have good days and you're going to have bad days. It's called life. Life happens. So I want you to see the possibilities in both the failures and the successes that you experience. It's not just about those pinnacle achievements. Oh, I got to this mountaintop. Woohoo! It lasts for all of 30 seconds. And then you're like, now what? Now what do I do? Your journey's not over. It's just begun. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. When you have met one of your goals or your dreams, guess what? I bet there's another one that you want to go for around the corner. That's just what happens. God plants these seeds within us. Sometimes our achievements lead us one direction. Sometimes our failures lead us another direction. And if you look back, it may actually take you to the same place. But maybe you had to be groomed to become your best selfie. Because God wanted to see you have the power of you within. He wanted you to understand that you had to stand up for who He created. That doesn't mean that you're an egotistical brat. No. You're not a jerk. No. You're life-giving. You help others along the way. You inspire. You motivate. You're willing to learn. You're teachable. Every great leader is a teachable leader. We've got to learn to be teachable. That's the live and learn portion of it. Now remember, this is the KISS, right? The keep it simple strategy. But it's anything but simple. You have to be willing to do the hard work. You have to be willing to put in the time. You have to be willing to make connections. You have to be willing to find accountability. Don't let others dictate what your dream should or should not look like. Don't let others dictate whether or not you're going to achieve that dream. Now, if you have a dream, like my Olympic skater, and this too shall pass, and it wasn't meant to be, for whatever reason, I can see it now, but that's for another episode. But in stepping back, I know that it was part of my journey. It was there for a reason. But I wasn't there to be put on stage as the Olympic ice skater. That was meant for Christy Yamaguchi. Like I said, it's for another episode. But it amazes me how through all that I've been through, I can connect the dots. I can see the overlap. I can see why, wait a minute, this failure led me to this success. And these three failures, oh my goodness, led me over here. How awesome. It's a journey. But ultimately, it was the power of me. It's all about the power of you. You have to be willing to wake up in the morning and say, you know what? I get to get up and I get to exercise. I get to feel good. I get to read to my children. I get to put them to bed. I get to enjoy paying the bills. I know no one likes to pay bills. And I know times right now, it's a little stressful. But think about this. When you can actually pay a bill, you should feel really great when you can sit there and write the check and say, I paid that. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for providing. That's success. That's a win. You get to pay that bill. You may not like that you still have $10,000 to pay off. but you get to pay that minimum payment right now. Celebrate it. I do it all the time. I know it sounds strange. But just because I have a bill doesn't mean that I'm less than. Right? Some people would say, well, you got to be debt-free in order to be successful. No, I don't have to be debt-free. My goodness, we have a really large family. Five children are very expensive. And some of you may have more than five children. And you're probably like, five children. And then I'm going to be growing the family. We have a son-in-law now. We're going to have a grandbaby. How exciting. I'm not sitting here looking at my bills going, well, my success is based on my ledger. Am I more in the black or more in the red? I would much rather have no debt. But I can still celebrate when I can pay a bill. Maybe you haven't seen your dream lived out yet. Maybe you haven't even come close. But I'm here to tell you the power of you, you still got it. You don't have to give up. You want to be that writer, you can be that writer. Yeah, maybe it won't happen for another 5 years. That's okay. Maybe it's not supposed to happen for another 5 years. But that doesn't mean that you do less than now. You got to create your now. Every day you have a choice. You've got the power of you. So don't hesitate when you're like, oh, I'm strapped for this, or I've been trying this for the last 15 years, Christiana, and I still haven't gotten anywhere. You know what? Take a deep breath. Because you have breath, you have opportunity. And because you have opportunity, you have possibilities. Nothing is impossible. For one step at a time leads to miles of greatness. You have a choice every day. You got the power of you. Go out and create your now. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious week. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.